The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
So why do we watch sport all the time? Because it's so unpredictable. Isn't that right, Phil?
It certainly is. I've often thought, would life be easier without sport? Would I get more things done? But then days
like... The answer is yes.
Absolutely. But days like Saturday remind you of why you love sport.
Yeah.
And that window where there was so much going on between 3 and 5, where there was 3 finals going on at the same time, and you were trying to wonder, which one will I watch? Or will I try and watch them all?
Flicking.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Flick, flick, flick. Anyway, Leinster, you know, the criticism, they didn't take their points when they were on offer. They'd insisted on going for the corner, presuming that they could maul their way over the line, and it didn't happen.
No, and obviously they were made pay for it. Obviously they had a chance to win it at the end with the drop goal. Losing,
that's the stuff of nightmares, that drop goal that went wide.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you felt even that they could have probably gone through another few phases, maybe to bring it a bit closer. And if you're on the attack as well, there is a chance that you could win a penalty. And then obviously it's an easier chance. It's the fine margins of elite sport. And there's no shame losing to Toulouse, who are the kings of European rugby. But when it comes off the back of 2 defeats in the last 2 finals as well, and now you're looking at 4 finals they've lost since they last won it, then it becomes a problem. And they have to pick themselves up and try and go again in the URC, but it is very deflating. And I suppose if you want to win these big competitions, the only way you're going to win them is by getting to finals. But unfortunately then, if you're the bridesmaid all the time, then people are going to start questioning your mentality.
Yeah, Ronan O'Gara was interesting yesterday, suggesting that neither team was playing the game that they would be typical of them, like a very fast moving, bringing the backs into the play for Leinster. That would have been their style. But instead, because they have a new defensive coach, they were relying very much on defence and maybe sparing the backs a lot of running.
Yeah, and the fact that there was no tries in the 80 minutes. I know there was a couple that were disallowed by the TMO, but if you look at Toulouse and Leinster going into the final, they pretty much average between 4 and 5 tries in their games. And I suppose it's just the occasion of a final, two heavyweights going toe-to-toe. Nobody wants to give anything away.
I think O'Gara said they were playing not to win, but rather not to lose.
Yeah, and that's sometimes the way people approach finals. And people say finals are there to be won. It doesn't really matter how you perform in them, as long as you win.
Once it's over, it's over.
Absolutely. But disappointing from Leinster's point of view. I felt as well watching it that the referee was consistent with his calls, but it just felt like Leinster didn't adjust to the way he was refereeing the game. They got pinged a lot for holding on. They got isolated, and it was clear early on that the referee was going to give penalties against you if you were holding on to the ball, but Leinster found themselves isolated too many times.
Yeah, and James Lowe, that decision against him was rather peremptory by the referee.
Yeah,
you know?
it seemed quite harsh, but even then, the fact that they recover, Josh van der Veer gets the try before halftime and extra time, they have the numerical advantage now. You felt Leinster can push on here, but Toulouse were brilliant in that second half of extra time, and they got their 2 penalties.
Yeah.
And, you know, the history books will tell us that Leinster have lost another final.
All right, moving on to someone who didn't lose a final, although expected to, Manchester United.
Yeah, this is the big shock, I suppose, of that little window of sporting finals I was talking about on Saturday. The Celtic Rangers won. I think people expected that to be tight, and Adam Eder, what a day for him. And then I think everyone just felt Manchester City were going to turn up. But it's a strange one for Pep Guardiola. He's been at Manchester City 8 years. He's lost 8 times to Manchester United, and pretty much in the same way where United are happy enough to concede possession and just hit City on the break. And that's exactly what they do. Obviously, they were fortunate with the first goal that they took advantage of, a really horrible mistake from Manchester City. But the second goal was brilliant. The Bruno Fernandes
pass was
absolutely
just epic.
What does that mean for Erik ten Hag?
I'm wondering, are they allowing him a few days to enjoy the triumph of the FA Cup final, and then they'll dump him?
Maybe, because obviously Louis van Gaal famously won it in 2016, and he was, or 2015 rather, and pretty much straight away he was told, you're gone, by the way, well done, enjoy the celebrations, but we're going to get a new manager called Jose Mourinho. But in terms of
Ericsson, didn't go well.
It didn't go well, and it just hasn't gone well for any managers. And it's remarkable that if Ten Hag does leave, he'll have finished third in his first season, won a League Cup, got to an FA Cup final. He'll have won an FA Cup in his second season. But if he does lose his job, he's losing it because they finish eighth in the Premier League.
Yeah.
They conceded.
But they still have European football in the Europa, having dumped Newcastle out of that slot.
Yeah. So you look at their league season, though. They conceded 58 goals in the league. That's their worst in the Premier League era. They lost 14 times. If he loses his job, that's why. The league doesn't lie. It tells you how good a team is.
Yeah.
They produced, like, they beat Liverpool, they beat Manchester City to win the FA Cup, but the worry is the way they played in the league. They lost so many games. They conceded so many chances in games.
But they're bruised and battered with injury.
Yeah, and I can accept that, but I think the worry for some of those games that they lost was just the attitude with some of the players.
Yeah.
So whoever comes in, whether he stays or not, there's still too many players at Manchester United that are deadwood that just need to go. And some of them were playing the other day. They started the game.
Now, other sports, Formula One, a big, spectacular crash on the first lap,
yeah,
which delayed the restart.
Yeah, and thankfully nobody was hurt.
Perez walked out of that. I mean, what was left of his car?
Yeah.
Completely unscathed.
Absolutely incredible. And then the French get their home winner. And, you know, we always associate Monaco, it's the creme de la creme.
It's the first Monegasque winner since the first Monaco Grand Prix.
Yeah, incredible from Charles Leclerc. And they were all out, the stars were all out there yesterday. Kylian Mbappe was there just 24 hours after he won the French Cup. Must mention Jake O'Brien from Cork scored in that French Cup final for Lyon, but unfortunately they couldn't win. But that's been an incredible season for him. And it's just that incident just shows the bravery of those drivers that the speed.
I mean, they're millimetres away from the wall a lot of the time. And that's really, there was no room to escape for Perez. And it was the two Haases racing each other that caused the prang. Anyway, that's all by the way, because the Leclerc's win and Ferrari a two on the podium, which is got to be great, and Piastri doing well for McLaren. So interesting, you know, second half of the season, I think, in Formula 1.
Yeah, and they need it because Verstappen obviously has been dominant the last few years.
The hurling, shocks.
Shocks, yeah. I think the Dublin-Galway game obviously was the one to keep an eye on in Leinster. That's the end for Galway, and we don't know if it's the end for Henry Shefflin. He says he'll weigh up his options, but you could see the disappointment. And look, the red card for Davy Burke was a significant incident. Shefflin talked about Dublin just being the fresher team, younger team, and having that extra man certainly helped. And obviously the win played a factor, but you just felt even at halftime the fact that Dublin had managed to get through that half, playing into the wind and have an extra man for the second half, that they were going to go on and win. So can Dublin finally get over the line and
beat Kilkenny?
Yeah, it's something that they did when they won the 2013 Leinster final. They beat Kilkenny early in the Leinster Championship, but if they were to beat them in a final, that would be a significant win. But yeah, you can certainly see what Micheál Donoghue's doing with Dublin, the style of play, and they'll fancy their chances in a couple of weeks. And Wexford obviously lost to Kilkenny. There was a contentious penalty awarded to Kilkenny, but Wexford go into the preliminary. They have to await the outcome of that Joe McDonagh Cup final between Laois and Offaly. Cork are quite the story in Munster. Obviously, they didn't play yesterday, but results went their way. So they're still in the Championship, and it's the end for Waterford. Limerick Clare, 3 years in a row now in the Munster final. People will say sometimes you need new matchups, but I certainly always enjoy watching Limerick Clare. You have the All-Ireland champions against the league champions.
And finally, in tennis, we had Andy Murray playing last night and beaten in straight sets by Wawrinka. That doesn't tell the whole story, though, of quite a fantastic match.
Yeah, two veterans, a 39-year-old, 37-year-old going toe-to-toe. And, you kind of just wonder, is that the last we'll see of Murray at the French Open? You just feel that he'll try and make sure he gets to Wimbledon, and who knows what happens then. And then the king of clay is out today, 14-time winner Rafa Nadal, and he couldn't ask for a tougher first round match, Alexander Zverev, which is the start of a very interesting week for him. He's on trial in Berlin. He's not going to attend the trial, but Yeah, that is going to be some serious match.
All right, lots of sport over the weekend. Phil, thank you very much for that review. Phil Egan from Off the Ball.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.